You single men all, whose money is small, 'twill be for your good if you come at my call. For as I am told, an office they hold, where pretty young women and maids will be sold for clipped money. The great undertakers are no cuckold makers, but yea and nays verily innocent Quakers. Full 40 or more, through the city all o'er, will sell you young women and lasses galore for clipped money. There is, I declare, the charming and fair, dressed with her toppings and powdered hair, which never was not, but learnedly taught. These pretty, sweet, innocent saints may be bought for clipped money. The aged and the young, whose lutes are well strung, each having a delicate, eloquent tongue, to prattle and prate like ladies of state, now these will be sold at a reasonable rate for clipped money. At Maidenhead Court, I well can report, there's one which no gallant e'er entered her fort, dressed in a night rail, with a train to her tail. This lady she will be exposed to sale for clipped money. Friend Thomas and Ben had 7 times 10 fair beautiful virgins that never knew men, scarce 14 years old, in fringes of gold. Now these I must tell, you are all to be sold for clipped money. Without temple bar, a beautiful star, sweet Mademoiselle who came from afar, with her white snowy breast, most gallantly dressed, and she's to be sold now amongst all the rest for clipped money. A squire's young miss, that darling of bliss, kicked off because she with the coachman did kiss. She's come from Pall Mall and lies at the Bell, where our friend Richard, he has her to sell for clipped money. Young bachelors, pray no longer delay, but sum up your cash now and hasten away. Here's delicate news, not far from the muse. Friend Richard had 40, you may pick and choose for clipped money. The brown or the black, or the mackerel back, or if a buxom brisk damsel you lack, as plump as a doe, both above and below, you may have what you can desire, I know, for clipped money. A tailor of late, who wanted a mate, yet he must have one of a very low rate. All over the town, he beat the price down. At length the poor tailor bought one for a crown in clipped money. Though she was not the chief, let me tell you in brief, I declare she must needs be as cheap as neck beef. There's other young blades, now of several trades, that are buying of beautiful widows and maids for clipped money.